Hi, I'm Eric Poole, Director of Marketing for Brand G Vacations.
And I'm Jonathan Gallagher, Director of Operations and Cruise Director Extraordinaire. And this is the hashtag life-changing Brand G podcast, where we give you the tips and all the scoop on gay travel and on Brand G Vacations.
You know, I was thinking this morning, like, how else could I describe myself in these stupid podcast introductions? It's like, I always say the same thing.
Well, shouldn't we describe ourselves as in that kind of way that, you know, we want the world to see it?
Okay, I would describe myself as a best-selling author and beloved Brand G employee who is frequently mistaken for Ryan Reynolds.
Excuse
me. Laughing at.
And I would describe myself as the poster boy for Brand G's new luxury underwear collection. You can purchase it at www.spanx.com.
Perfect. Those of you listening who disagree are welcome to email your concerns to info@brandgvacations.com.
God, I hope that mailbox has a high storage limit.
Amen. That should be some fun reading.
So today we're going to interview Mike. Excuse me. This is before a drink. This is ridiculous. Today we're going to interview Mike. In case people were wondering what that was, my microphone was on a tissue box because I'm quite short. It just fell off the tissue box.
Oh, we're so glamorous.
Technology. I know. I just should get an adult-sized chair. Anyway, so today we're going to interview Mike, who's our newest member of the Brand G staff. So do you have some good questions for him, Eric?
Of course I do. I toil for hours over this stuff, coming up with incisive questions like, if you had the incredible opportunity to me or Jonathan, who would you pick? That shit takes time.
And we're already off the rails. Yay. Okay, so as all of you know, Brand G continues to grow thanks to you. And we brought our newest full-time staffer last, but we didn't buy him. We brought him on board last year. Did we pay money for you? So anyway, we recruited Mike last year, who's the new full-time staffer. And he is the reservations manager and trip hostess with the most. And he's earning a lot of kudos in both those roles.
Yeah, he has. Now, Mike hails from Houston. That is, he lives there now. He's moved around a lot. I'm thinking the cops keep catching up with him. Anyway, like all of us at Brand G, who, you know, we're scattered all over the place thanks to remote work, he lives in Houston, so he's speaking to us from the glamorous capital of Texas.
Eric, Houston isn't the capital of Texas.
Okay, let's get one thing clear. You get one of those corrections.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Jonathan. Eric scares me.
Oh, don't worry. He's a teddy bear, Mike. You just have to pay him a compliment.
Oh, yeah, like that works.
You have such a great voice for radio, Eric.
Do you think?
Normally, I say he's got a good face for radio, but anyway. So tell us, Mike, where did you grow up?
I grew up just north of Salt Lake City, Utah, and lived there till I was 27.
So that's when you had your first run-in with the cops, I guess?
Sure. We can go with that. No, I'd always had this dream of living near the Pacific Ocean, and I decided to move to San Diego, California. That's where I met my husband, and then my career moved us a few times. So we've lived in Richmond, Virginia, and now we live in Houston, Texas. So I'm a Texan, but without the Southern accent and without the gun rack.
Even I get that, and I'm a Brit. So, Mike, let's delve in a little bit deep. When did you know you were gay? And please use all the details.
Well, during my college years, I began to experiment. And, you know, I really like to commit to things. So I experimented a lot.
Oh, I hear you, sister.
I finally came out when I was 22, while I was on vacation with a group of people I worked with. And they were not surprised, which I found very irritating.
No, I have to confess, I didn't hear a single slutty detail in all of that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, let's try another approach. How many boyfriends have you had? And do you have compromising photos?
I met my husband 19 years ago, and being the good Christian woman that I am, it's been a long time since I thought about boyfriends. My husband would say that I had compromising photos, but he loves a tidy house, so I think those are a thing of the past.
So tell me, Michael Mumford, what's so great about living in Houston? I kind of imagine Texas as one, you know, giant cow patty.
Oh, Houston has a ton of diversity. It's a city that brings people together from all over the world because of the oil and gas industry that's there. So we've got some of the most diverse cultural and culinary experiences in any of the cities I've lived in. The hot Texas eye candy is a bonus as well. And then you can't complain with the Houston Intercontinental Airport, which makes it very easy for me to get anywhere in the world very quickly.
That's very true. By the way, I was just kidding about Texas. I've been to Dallas and Austin multiple times, and I actually like them a lot.
Still no slutty details. Okay, this question should do the trick. Tell us about your gorgeous Latino husband.
Well, he grew up in Guerrero, Mexico, and moved to San Diego, California in 2003. I met him at Rich's nightclub in 2004 and snapped him up before he had the chance to realize he could do better. We got married in San Diego in 2014, and the rest is history.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you slapped him up there. So.
I love the way he says Guerrero.
Guerrero.
Very, very, very Latino. So how did you come to be lucky enough to join the fabulous Brand G team?
Well, I learned about Brand G from one of my best friends, James Mayo, who also works for Brand G. He encouraged me to go to a Brand G house party in Houston back in 2016. My husband and I went, and we really liked the people we met, both alumni and prospective guests. We liked what Jeff told us about the company, and so we booked our first trip for the summer of 2017.
Can I just interject here and say, for those listeners who may be new to Brand G, the way Mike just sexually and gorgeously said he went to a Brand G house party, I was maybe thinking people were throwing their car keys in the middle, but these are marketing parties. I can assure you there was no illicit sexual connotation to them whatsoever.
And half the audience just turned off the podcast.
So which one were you at, and was I fabulous on it, and which car were you driving that night? Because I can't remember.
My first Brand G trip was the Prague and Danube River cruise. And Jonathan, you weren't on it.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% certain.
Oh, that's really sad.
Heartbreaking.
Isn't it?
You're unforgettable, Jonathan.
Unforgettable.
Well, that's one way of describing.
So anyway, that trip started a love of traveling with Brand G. And we went on a few more trips before James told me about the opening of Brand G last year. And I decided to make the leap into travel.
Oh, all right. Well, then tell me what you love most about the company. Don't start with me. I don't want the others to be hurt.
Oh, no worries. I wasn't planning to start with you, Eric. I love all the different work I get to do, but hosting trips is a special treat. Obviously, other than, you know, the potential for Me Too moments with Jonathan's twin sister, Maisie Dubois. She's unfamiliar with the term boundaries.
Amen.
She's a party starter, isn't she? So tell me, where did you work before Brand G?
My career actually started in the hospitality industry at the age of 14.
Is this going to be like some hillbilly story? Was there like a shotgun marriage at 15?
No. I'm.
Who starts at 14?
I'm just a motivated kind of guy. I got a job making cotton candy at Lagoon Amusement Park in Utah.
Oh, then you gained 200 pounds.
Luckily, I have a high metabolism.
Bitch.
But I guess I was a glutton for punishment because I worked at Lagoon for 9 years, which is how I paid for college.
Well, your motivation is clearly why I decided to hire you for Brand G.
Eric, you didn't hire me.
We had this discussion about correcting me.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I owe it all to you, Eric. Thank you.
There we go. There we go.
So, after this dazzling career kickoff, did you work anywhere that didn't involve costume characters?
Yeah, I worked as a staff accountant for a couple of companies.
Wow, really sending the glamour quotient into the stratosphere.
Yeah, but I kept hearing the siren song of San Diego, so I took the opportunity to join food distributor Sysco as a way to get me there.
Oh, food. Now you have my attention, Mike.
It was a great place to work because they gave me lots of opportunities. The majority of my career was spent in information technology roles focused on ERP systems for large distribution companies.
Sorry. Tell me how travel factors into all this.
Well, I've always loved to travel. And at Sysco, I got to take on roles that allowed me to travel throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, and India. So that really revved up my desire to be involved in travel.
So come on, tell everyone out there, what are your duties here at Brand G? And keep it clean, Mike, please.
Well, as you know, just about everyone at Brand G wears many hats. My primary duties involve reservation management, trip hosting. So if any of you call, you might get me on the phone.
And your secondary duties, do they involve putting on a wig?
I'm not really going to talk about that part.
Well, besides working with me, of course, what's your favorite part of the job?
I love interacting with the guests. Brand G has very interesting, very well-traveled guests, and I learn so much just by talking to them.
Ooh, maybe this is where we're going to get those slutty details. Keep talking.
No, I think I'm done.
Huh. Great. What's been your favorite Brand G trip so far?
Hands down, my favorite trip so far has been Brand G's Vietnam and Cambodia tour. The scenery of Halong Bay is stunning. The vibrancy and chaos of Hanoi, Siem Reap, Phnom Penh, and Ho Chi Minh is uniquely charming. The small villages along the Mekong River and the wonderful people, it just creates an incredible experience.
That trip is a favorite for all our staff, as it's absolutely amazing. Can I ask, what's been your most embarrassing Brand G moment so far?
Well, prior to working for Brand G, my husband and I were on the Bucharest, Romania to Budapest river cruise. My husband was selected as one of the contestants for the Mess in a Dress contest. And he's still recovering, as am I.
Can I just, for our discerning listeners out there, just to say that is mess in a dress, not meth in a dress, just in case there's some dodgy drug concoction. When you see your husband in drag, that's the magic gone in the bedroom, isn't it?
Hey, did Jonathan's twin sister, Maisie Dubois, touch him inappropriately? Talk about adding insult to injury.
Not that he can recall, but his therapist hasn't asked him to point to the where on the doll yet. So who knows?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that was a special moment. So, Mike, I know it's very difficult to say, but what is your favorite travel destination out of all the amazing destinations that you've been to?
It's impossible to pick just one. I love so many places in South America. I would love to spend months and months in Buenos Aires. I also love Europe, especially Eastern Europe. I think Slovenia is a hidden gem. It's vibrant. It's beautiful. The mountains are incredible. And then I consider Puerto Vallarta my second home. So I would have to say that's pretty high on my list as well.
I swear to God, there should just be daily gay charter flights to Puerto Vallarta. Everybody goes there.
Oh, I could walk the aisles. I used to be a flight attendant for British Airways, you know. The planes may not have gone down, but I did.
That sounds terrifying, Jonathan.
All right, let's get a little personal on your ass, Mike.
Like you haven't already?
This is my Oprah moment, so try to make the answer better than your other ones. What is your greatest extravagance?
Well, back in 2021, I decided to take 6.5 months off work entirely and spent the majority of that time traveling Europe, Mexico, and the United States. It absolutely changed my life because it made travel a way of life for me. And that 6.5 months off had nothing to do with the cops, I swear. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So what's it like having traveled with Brand G before you became a staffer? What's it been like seeing Brand G from the inside?
Getting to know Jeff and Brian even more than I knew them from traveling with them before has been an incredible blessing. They are two of the kindest humans you could ever interact with. They are just people that I want to spend all of my time around.
I agree. I completely agree. I think we all feel the same way about those two.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question everyone asks me, but I'll let you answer because this interview is not about me, much as I'm sure people wish it was.
Do they?
Do you get free trips, Mike?
Hardly. Our trips are very small group trips, anywhere from 40 people to 200 people. And so there's not just free rooms. Every cabin contributes to a significant portion of our revenue.
I know. It's such a bummer. My friends used to think that they just handed these trips out to me like Twizzlers. I wish.
You would think your celebrity presence on a trip would justify the cost.
Wouldn't you? I know. You would think that, but they just don't seem to see it that way. But at least you and Jonathan get to go for free, right, when you're hosting a trip.
Yeah, but that's no walk in the park. I've watched Jonathan and Jeff work. They are busy 24/7.
You know, honestly, all my friends say to me, oh, you're going on holiday. And I'm like, no, it's work. Honestly, it is work. So
you definitely suffer for the cause, Jonathan.
I'm going to say drinking with those guests is an exhausting experience. But I'm a giver. I'm a team player. and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. You should see my liver, Mike, honestly.
Okay, I think we've talked enough about someone who isn't me.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Please help us offer a belated welcome to Baranji to Mike. And when you talk to him on the phone or see him on a trip, be sure to ask him inappropriate questions and see if you can pry some slutty details out of him, because I couldn't.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right, that wraps up another episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.